This show furnished by Abir Cohen Trazon and Sallow.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles. This is Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome to the Axe Law Hour, heard every Saturday at noon, providing you with solid information from our good friends at Abir, Cohen, Trazon, and Sallow, the Axe Law Firm. That's A-C-T-S Law. Find them at axelaw.com. Knowledge is power, and power is knowledge. The Axe Law Hour wants to empower you today. And now, here's our host and managing partner of the Axe Law Firm, Danny Abir, along with me, Lorraine Love.
Good afternoon, Lorraine. How
good afternoon. Good. It's Christmas.
It is. Tomorrow's Christmas Eve.
I know.
Thank you for that song.
Yes,
it's my favorite Christmas song of all time.
Favorite from all time, huh?
Absolutely.
I love Wham.
Unfortunately, we'll always remember December Day because he passed away last December Day.
Yes.
In that sense. But that song brings back so many memories over the years.
I love that song. Love it. Love it, love it. And we have our guest today again, Alex. I was so excited when I saw that Alex was here because I have Christmas gifts for you guys.
You do, and I'm looking at them. Alex, look at your cookies.
Cookies and candy.
And I'm going to open this one.
Yes, you have to open. You have to open the present because I think you're going to think it's pretty funny.
I am opening. Let's see. Oh, my God. How did you know I wanted one of these?
You said, God, I really could use a Roku.
Oh, wow. You actually got me exactly what I had asked for. This is fantastic.
I'm a giver, I tell you.
I love it. Roku streaming stick.
Yeah.
This is fantastic. Alex.
If you don't have one of them, it'll be life-changing. Now, Alex, your present is a little bit back-ordered. It's just kind of a funny thing. So hopefully I'll have it by next week, be able to give it to you then.
And the funniest thing is I guessed what
you
it
did.
Is going
you
to
totally
be.
You totally guessed it.
That is
yeah.
so funny.
What did you guess that it was?
It's going to be a T-shirt or a shirt or a sweater. And it's going to say, hashtag go see Alex.
That would be the funniest.
Oh, it's been ordered.
First of all, let me say hello to Lorraine Love and our wonderful audience at 790 KABC. Glad to be back. And this is probably going to be our last show of this year, obviously, right? We're not here next Saturday.
No, we're here next Saturday.
We are here next Saturday.
Oh, we are? So this is our last show of this. Wait, when is next
it's
Saturday?
It's the 30th. Show. Next Saturday is the 30th, so we have one more show.
Oh, okay.
Before we end
New Year.
I wonder if we can have champagne next week.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Pop
Let's
a little bubbly.
A lot
on
of
the show?
On the show before we go on air. Everybody's going to have a lot of fun listening to us because God knows what's going to come out of our
house. Oh, that could be scary. Dangerous.
We were actually asking Lorraine about her experiences on Kiss FM before from her days when she was with Rick Dees and
all
the
years
stories.
Years ago.
That we're maybe on that show after we've given you enough champagne, we can hear all the juicy details of different things that happened.
Oh, yes, the meanest people that I met back in the day and the nicest and who I would never want to see again and who I would love to run into again.
I actually would have loved to see the list that you sent to Santa, who's naughty and who's nice.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have my naughty shirt on today.
You
do. I do, but I only have it on because I was feeling a little naughty this morning. I was like, oh, man, I didn't get a nice one for myself, but... So there you have it.
Did you guys see what happened last night in the skies?
SpaceX. Yeah.
Elon Musk.
That's your buddy, right?
Elon Musk.
What did he do? He sent some satellites into orbit, right?
Yeah, Falcon 9 rocket, I believe.
I was at the office last night. I was talking to a client, and suddenly he says, oh, my God, look at outside. And I said, what's going on? So he goes, are you facing west? I said, I am. And I looked outside and saw the most unusual cloud puff, like shaped like a whale, like a baby whale. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't understand what that was at first until I Googled it. And so I hear that Elon Musk is sending some satellites into orbit. What is he testing exactly?
Well, I think he's testing like the battery life and all that kind of stuff, right?
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
And he wants to be the first to be able to send basically people traveling into space.
With rockets?
With rockets or with a spaceship. And knowing how his brain works, I wouldn't put it past that.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that we have people with brains like that among us.
Right, and the money to back it.
And the money to back it.
That's always nice too.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had ideas, many ideas throughout my life, as you can imagine.
Me too, darn it.
They just
I know.
Never turned into anything because we didn't have the money to.
Once they say, show me the
them.
Money, it's like, oh man, exactly. I'm missing that part of it.
Speaking of showing me the money, we saw, my wife and my kids were watching Coming to America, yesterday.
Oh, how
and one guess, of my favorite
guess
movies.
Guess who was sitting in the barber shop on the chair while Eddie Murphy was cutting his hair?
Who?
Show me the money.
No way.
Cuba Gooding Jr.? I didn't realize that.
He had a role sitting in that chair.
You know, that's always so fun when you go back and you watch a movie from 20 years ago and you're watching it and like the little kid is like, you know, someone really famous now, Mark Wahlberg, or you know what I mean, Sarah Jessica Parker, or whatever, and you're like, wow.
That movie actually had a lot of people in it that you didn't think about. Samuel L. Jackson was the guy who actually walked into that McDonald's with a shotgun.
Right, he was the one holding up the McDowell's, not McDowell's. McDonald's.
Good memory.
McDowell's.
I haven't seen that movie in forever, but those are fun to go back and watch.
Oh, absolutely. It's still funny.
Yeah.
It's still very, very funny. And my wife was shocked at the end when I told her that Eddie Murphy was not only all the roles that she could almost see him, but
Arsenio Hall was
Arsenio Hall as well. But the guy that was sitting there, the little Jewish man who was old man who was sitting there saying if Muhammad Ali wants to be Muhammad Ali, then that's going to be. And she couldn't believe that's Eddie Murphy.
That was Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Yeah. Then I went and showed her John Landis talking about how they made him into make the mask and everything. Uh-huh. It was phenomenal.
That's awesome.
It really is.
And that's a great movie. Great movie.
I could watch that anytime and, you know, it's not a movie where you would turn off or change the channel. If it's on, you're going to watch it.
Right.
You know, what was beautiful for me was my wife had never seen it. So she watched it, but my kids were watching and they were cracking up. And the fact that they can watch that and they can still relate and laugh versus, I mean, some kids today, you look at them and you put a movie from like the 80s even or the 90s and they're like, this is boring or it's, they can't.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. And the fact that they enjoyed it made it even more fun.
Awesome.
That's awesome. Okay, so I have to ask you guys, what are you doing for Christmas?
I'm just going to spend a quiet day with the family. That's what I want. I enjoy that. It's time off and I'll get to enjoy it. Christmas time is actually one of my favorite times.
Mine too, yeah.
You know, you get to wind down and relax and be with family and be with positive energy and love.
Right. And end the year right?
What's your favorite city that you've ever spent Christmas in?
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? I don't think I've ever spent Christmas anywhere other than in, you know, my local area. I mean, I grew up in the city of Cerritos, Artesia, and I live in Huntington Beach. So between the two, that's where I've always been. But last year, I did leave on the day after Christmas, and my daughter and I went to Paris.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How is
that was amazing.
Christmas in Paris?
Christmas in Paris was amazing. And we actually celebrated New Year's Eve in Paris.
Wow.
And then we woke up the next morning and went to Rome and hopped on a plane and flew to Rome. And so New Year's Day, we went between Paris and Rome. So that was really fun. Yeah, that was like a once-in-a-lifetime deal.
Oh, my God. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, it was awesome. My daughter just, you know, turned 18, but at the time she was 17. And, you know, top of the Eiffel Tower. It was magical. It really was.
My God.
And this year we'll be here.
That's funny.
And this year we'll be here. So what about you? What was the most favorite city you've ever been?
My favorite city to spend any during the holidays is New York City.
I have to agree with that.
There's something magical about Manhattan during the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. It is absolutely incredible.
I did spend Thanksgiving in New York City 4 years ago. 5 years ago. And that was so fun. I've never not been with family for the holiday. And I decided to do that, my daughter and I, and it was a lot of fun.
Isn't that what made this fun?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
It took her a while to get that. I never spent that time with family during the holidays, and that was so much fun. I'm like, that's what made it fun.
Yeah,
probably.
exactly.
So we have our pre-Christmas Eve show today. So we thought that we'd start it with a little bit fun, but now we're going to talk about insurance in the next segment.
Sure.
We thought that we would talk about insurance claims and things that have to do with insurance and your home that are, very particular to this season and winter time, rain season, and things that as a homeowner, you right. should be aware and you should be conscious of so that you can actually, avoid issues that would pitfalls and mm-hmm. things that would happen to homeowners. One of the things, as we always say, is we say knowledge is power and power is knowledge. Be knowledgeable of things that could potentially cause you problems
right.
as a homeowner and property owner so that you don't have to deal with your insurance and you don't have to deal with all the headaches. And I'll tell you a little bit about what my wife and I dealt with last week having to do with pipe bursts and so
oh,
forth.
Oh, no.
It'll be interesting.
Okay, perfect. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will continue our conversation with our guest attorney, Alex Cohen. We're talking about insurance claims. If you have any questions, water damage, wind damage, any kind of insurance questions, give us a call here. We'd love to talk to you. 800-222-5222. This is the Axe Law Hour with your host, Danny Abir, and me, Lorraine Love, on Talk Radio 790 KAVC.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-430-4566. That's 800-430-4566.
Yes! The Johnsons don't have that inflatable musical snowman switched on tonight.
Yeah, I may or may not have accidentally on purpose cut the wires.
I love you. Alexa, play holiday music.
You're my privilege.
Tens of millions of songs, one for every moment. Amazon Music Unlimited. For a limited time only, sign up today and receive 3 months for 99 cents at amazon.com/musicunlimited. Automatically renews. Cancel anytime.
Yes! The Johnsons don't have that inflatable musical snowman switched on tonight.
Yeah, I may or may not have accidentally on purpose cut the wires.
I love you. Alexa, play holiday music.
Tens of millions of songs, one for every moment. Amazon Music Unlimited. For a limited time only, sign up today and receive 3 months for 99 cents at amazon.com/musicunlimited. Automatically renews. Cancel anytime.
Attention small business owners. You know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-430-4566. That's 800-430-4566.
We're back with the Axe Law Hour with our host, Danny Abir, and me, Lorraine Love, on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Before the break, we were just kind of getting caught up on Christmas and talking about all kinds of fun stuff. But what we're going to start talking about now is, you know, we want to know, do you have any water damage, wind damage, any kinds of insurance questions? If you do, go ahead and give us a call at 800-222-5222. We would love, love, love to talk to you. This is the Axe Law Hour with your host, Danny Abir, and me, Lorraine Love, on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
You say we love, love, love to talk to you, and I'm thinking Lorraine Love, 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 love.
Lorraine Love, love, would love, love, love to talk to you. Call us.
So before we go on, we seem to have Rob from Westwood who has a question.
Okay.
So let's talk to him and then start the show.
Okay.
Okay. Are you there, Rob? Rob from Westwood? Hello?
Okay, maybe he got this.
There we go. Oh. Now we can.
Is he there?
Him.
Rob?
You're having technical difficulties.
All right, just move on.
Rob wants to talk about problems he's having with his bathtub.
Oh, okay.
Bathtub, okay.
Are we good to go? Nope.
No, okay.
So last weekend, we had a pipe burst in our house.
Oh, no.
Thankfully, it was in the garage, but it was basically Cat 3 water, which is sewer water.
So, and from it, what? A pipe burst?
A pipe burst in the garage, basically.
Like, from, like, just the regular pipe in the house? Was it a water heater?
No, it was a sewer pipe that is going through the garage, and it burst. Okay. And I didn't know who to call, Alex.
Hashtag.
Then I thought, hashtag, call Alex.
Go see Alex.
So what happened?
So, we basically, I mean, we did what we could to try to, thankfully, we had a plumber in the house at the time. Shockingly, it was just the timing was amazing. So he went and shut down the pipe and made sure that it stopped. And the next day, we had somebody come in and a service that we use at the office, funny enough,
okay,
to do the cleanup, which is something that has to be done by someone who's a specialist and can do that. So one of the things that I wanted to say is it happens to every single one of us.
Mm-hmm.
And even for me, the one thing I would do is I call up the office and I say, okay, I need someone who does this, 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 and this, and I need someone to take care of it.
Right.
And most people have to realize what is the first thing they have to do with regards to that.
Funny enough, when you're involved in an incident yourself, even if you're an attorney,
you forget everything you're supposed to do, right?
Completely. All logic goes out the window. It really does, and it's shocking. Okay, you panic.
Right.
You don't know what to do, and even as an attorney, I would really recommend dishing that out to somebody else to handle.
Okay, it seems like we have Rob on the line with us right now. Rob, are you there?
Good morning. Thank you, guys.
Hey, Rob.
Sure.
How are
Sorry,
you?
Sorry, I couldn't get you earlier.
That's okay.
Happy
so
holidays.
A couple of years ago, happy holidays. Thank you, guys. A couple of years ago, we decided to build a brand new construction two-story home, and a week ago, I came to take a shower upstairs, and for some reason, the faucet and the tub got loose, and basically the pipe started shooting water everywhere, so I had to call the guy to come turn off the water, but unfortunately, water seeped downstairs through the light fixtures and the air conditioning duct, and we just don't know what to do now. What do we do now? Who do we call, and what? How do we proceed?
Okay. Well, the very first thing you did was to mitigate your loss, which was you got a plumber, and they've shut down the water. Bravo. That's the very first thing you should be doing. You got to stop the flow of water from continuing. So that's what you done. Now, as far as the water that somehow seeped down and went inside your ceiling and came down onto the first floor, what you need to do is immediately contact the restoration company, okay? Because when there's a lot of water, I mean, on the floors, you know, and I don't know what kind of floors.
We have wood.
Wood floors, even worse, because wood floors absorb a lot of water, and it will, if it's not dried down timely, it'll start cupping, it'll start buckling, and, you know, water will go underneath the wood, and then to dry it down, there's special machines that have to be used, and that's what the purpose of a restoration company is. So you'll need to immediately contact the restoration company, have them come and put fans and dehumidifiers, and they know what to do. There's like regulations on this about how many fans and dehumidifying machines that you're supposed to use per square footage, etc. They know all of that. They'll bring in their moisture readers, document your loss, photograph it for you.
Yeah, make sure you take pictures.
And a lot of these companies, they're there to do the work. So it's best if you advise them that you want photos taken. You'll want moisture mapping done. Mm-hmm. It's critical because these companies are not looking how to document your loss for your insurance purposes. You will need that. If they want to get reimbursed properly, they're going to ask. The insurance companies always ask, where are your moisture reads? Where, show us that this place was wet.
Right.
So they have to actually put their moisture meters down on the wood floor, take a photograph documenting that it was wet so mm-hmm. that they're not, unnecessarily using these machines and incurring charges and right. sending the bill to the insurance carrier. So these, it has to be properly documented. And then all sorts of environmental issues can arise. If your house is pre, you know, pre-1978, in this case, they said we built our home 2 years ago, so it's a brand new construction.
Right.
Okay. And, so that's the very first thing you gotta do. If it's, you know, if it's a pre-1978 house and you've had similar experiences, you're gonna have to get an environmental company to come out and, do an asbestos testing, lead testing to make sure it hasn't been, you haven't been exposed to more environmental contaminants.
Mm-hmm.
But in your particular case, that's where you start, you know, with the dry down company. And then if your, wood floors have been damaged, and your ceiling is wet, they all need to be removed, and you can start an insurance claim for that.
So, Rob, have you been taking pictures and stuff?
Yes, we actually got in touch with someone to come and take care of that for us.
Okay, good.
That's
sounds,
great.
Yeah, sounds like yeah, you're in the right direction.
You are in the right direction, and if you need assistance with that, you're more than welcome to contact our office, and we can inspect your loss for you.
Great. Can I have your number?
Sure. Our number is... 833-ACTS-LAW, A-C-T-S-LAW, 833-ACTS-LAW.
And you guys will handle everything from then on?
Correct. We'll come in, we'll do the, conduct the investigation, for you, and, we will document your loss and start, taking over the claim on your behalf against the insurance carrier.
Part of the insurance claim is that? Is that under water damage or construction defect?
That's a great question. That's a great question. Construction defect is normally not a covered loss under your own homeowner's insurance policy. Okay, but this categorizes as a pipe burst. And what the insurance company won't cover is the repair of the pipe, but they will cover what's called the resulting damage or ensuing loss, as how they put it into the policy. So this would be the water damage and the damage it causes to your structure would be considered an ensuing loss of that pipe burst. So the pipe itself, the repair of the pipe, that's on your expense.
But that's what would happen if the pipe was defectively installed or poorly installed?
If the pipe was defectively installed, then there's potentially a, you have to bring a construction defect claim potentially against the developer.
And you guys will handle that for us.
We have a construction defect department that handles construction defect claims, and if it's warranted, 100%.
Okay. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Rob. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Rob. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah. And, so yeah, that's what, you know, documentation is everything in an insurance claim. You gotta get to it. You gotta get to mitigation of your loss, which mm-hmm. this gentleman did.
Right. Sounds like okay. He was kind of on top of it.
He was absolutely on top of it. You know, he's, now the next steps begin.
Right.
You know, contact the, appropriate, remediation company, have them come out, dry down your place,
mm-hmm.
prevent further damage from occurring. And if you have wood floors, I tell you, they start buckling pretty fast. You know, wood floors are very, porous.
Mm-hmm.
And, when they get wet, eventually, if it's not dried properly, it will buckle. So you gotta watch for that.
Oh wow.
It's not just that. One of the things that a lot of people don't realize is if, for example, they have hardwood floor in the entire house, that's something that, because they have to have, they're entitled to uniformity of appearance.
Right. So it all has to match up.
They all have to match up. And one thing about wood, is that if you change the wood on one part of the house, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have, you'll be able to change the, I mean, it will match the rest of the
right.
house. And wood is very expensive. I mm-hmm. mean, it's like $10 to $12 a square foot.
It goes
easy.
Up. Yeah. We've had hardwood floors in some homes that are so super expensive, and they're very, wow, they're very thick. It's like unique hardwood floors.
Mm-hmm.
And they could run like $30 a square foot.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, even more than that.
Yeah, and they buckle the same, don't they?
They buckle nevertheless.
With buckles.
No, but this is,
they buckle just like the $8 ones.
So we have Marlene on online, but let's go to our commercials and okay, on break. And then when we come back, we'll talk to Marlene about rental home issues and talk more about insurance.
Okay, perfect. We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we are going to continue our conversation with our guest attorney, Alex Cohen. We're talking about insurance claims. We're going to get on the line with Marlene as well. If you have any questions about water damage, wind damage, any sort of insurance claim questions, give us a call. Our number is 800-222-5222. This is the Axe Law Hour with your host, Danny Abir, and me, Lorraine Love, on Top Radio 790 KABC.
Are you a property owner dealing with damage to your home or business and getting the runaround from your insurance company? Is the insurance company's assessment of the damage and payment on the claim ridiculous? Wondering if you have any recourse? The attorneys at Abir, Cohen, Trezon, and Salo are ready to help. If you have questions about property claims, civil rights, personal injury, or need legal counsel, call the ACTS Law Firm. 833-ACTS Law. 833-ACTS Law, or go to ACTSLaw.com. That's ACTS Law.com.
It's the hottest gift this holiday season, and whether Santa lugs it down the chimney, or you gift it to yourself, make sure to say,
Alexa, enable the KABC AM skill.
Okay.
For the gift that keeps on giving, 790 KABC.
Good morning, Uncle Bubba. I made breakfast, if you're hungry.
Thanks, Jose. Looks better than this pocket donut I was chomping on yesterday. Heading out for another day unclogging drains for $99.
Yes, lots of fun clogging. But this time of year, we start getting a lot of heating jobs as well.
Heating? You smell good plumbers at Mike Diamond do that, too?
Oh, yeah. Wall and floor furnaces, gravity furnaces, forced air furnaces, and heat pumps.
Huh. Maybe I should add heating to Stinky's Router Services.
Could you get to most calls within an hour?
Absolutely not.
Could you do repairs on the spot without having to make another trip for parts?
No way, Jose!
I wouldn't do it, Uncle Bubba. Nobody wants inconvenient heating repair from Stinky when they can have convenient heating repair from a smell good plumber.
This is Mike Diamond, and I guarantee my plumber will show up on time and smell good, or your house call is free.
Having an issue with your heat? Call a smell good plumber at Mike Diamond at 1-800-446-MIKE. Contractor license number 399-170.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Gary Garrison. The Thomas Fire is now the largest wildfire in California history. At 273,400 acres, the Thomas Fire has eclipsed the 2003 Cedar Fire near San Diego, which burned 273,245 acres. The Thomas Fire is 65% contained. The Creek Fire, which has been burning for almost 3 weeks in the hills above Sylmar, is expected to be fully contained by midnight tonight. And the L.A. County Coroner's Office today confirmed the death of Jordan Feldstein, the brother of actor Jonah Hill and manager of the rock group Maroon 5. Variety, citing the Feldstein family, reported the cause of death as a heart attack. KABC SoCal weather, partly cloudy all the way through Christmas Day. Highs in the 60s to around 70. More news coming up and continuous coverage at KABC.com. I'm Gary Garrison, Talk Radio 790 KABC News.
What's going on around your house?
I spilled red wine on a white leather couch.
Our dishwasher smells.
Well, I can help. Call me, Lou Manfredini, live Saturday mornings on House Smarts Radio from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Saturday mornings at 7, back by popular demand, it's the Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing, learn the strategies and secrets from the pros. That's Saturdays at 7, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Welcome back to the Axe Law Hour, helping you stop insurance company abuse at 800-222-5222.
We are back with the Axe Law Hour with your host Danny Avere and me, Lorraine Love, on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Before the break, we were talking with our guest attorney, Alex Cohen, about insurance claims and water damage, wind damage, all kinds of stuff. If you have any questions, call us at 800-222-5222. This is the Axe Law Hour, and I think we have Marlene from Torrance on the line, and she has a question for us.
Okay.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
This past year, I needed to leave my house in Arizona, in Scottsdale. And it was the first time I ever rented out a house.
Okay.
So I contacted a major national company, a real estate company that does this, and they apparently said that they screened the person as much as they're capable of doing, and we rented the house out for a year. I rented it out furnished. I took a lot of my real personal things with me, but I still rented it out fully furnished and beautifully furnished.
Okay.
And I was hoping that the person would appreciate it as much as I did. Well, at the end of the year, and it was a troublesome year with them, getting them to pay their rent on time, getting them to pay it off.
Right.
I took insurance of all kind to protect both myself and them.
Okay.
By taking out these insurances that you know, you should have any appliance fixed.
Mm-hmm.
But I also took rental insurance. I kept no secrets from the insurance company. When the year was up, I'm in California, the realtor went through the house, and he said he was glad that I wasn't there to see it.
Oh, no.
The tenant took most of my furniture and possessions, and the tenant also marked up walls, put religious sayings all over the walls, everything short of pulling the pipes out of the walls.
Yeah.
Didn't actually damage the building that much, other than it had to be completely repainted, and it was filthy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, at the end of the time, and also took all my furniture that was left and piled it up on top of each other in the living room. So at first we couldn't see what was there and what was missing.
Okay.
What's your question? So my question was, I contacted my insurance company. They came out to look,
mm-hmm.
and they said they don't see any real physical damage other than what's considered wear and tear on the property.
I see. Okay.
What about the stuff that was taken?
I said, what about the stuff? Okay. We even had a police report. The police came. The woman who had rented it actually broke into the house 3 weeks later to get some of her other personal papers that she had left behind. And I said, isn't that breaking an entry? And they said, well, she had permission to be in the house, and since nobody else has rented it yet, it's not real clear. It is real clear, but they don't want to get involved in that. We started to take out a small claims court. Actually, the amount would have exceeded that by far.
Okay.
But I don't have the time to spend in court. And then I talked to a lawyer in Arizona.
Let me jump in and ask you a question. Has your insurance company denied your claim?
Other than screen windows, which they're still disagreeing about, and nothing for any possessions that were taken.
Okay, so I can talk about that a little bit for you.
She even broke into a owner's closet that had been padlocked and took antiques out of there. And
oh, my gosh.
It was sickening. It was sickening what she did.
That is sickening.
So what?
And it's a beautiful home.
So what she's experiencing is burglary, theft, and vandalism, okay, all of which are covered under your insurance policy. So she has a renter's policy,
right?
Because she doesn't live there. She's not the primary resident mm-hmm. Of the house. She's the landlord.
Right.
So normally what you do is you take out a renter's policy, and in her case, she was renting it partially furnished. So a lot of her a lot of her furnishings are there. So mm-hmm. if you have content coverage, your theft would 100% be covered. 100%. There's no question about that. And it doesn't matter who stole it. It doesn't matter whether or not it's the tenants who took it, And it's by the information you're giving me, sounds like it is the tenants that are
right.
doing it, and you have a police
yeah.
report. But that is not even a requirement under your insurance policy. Who done it is not a requirement.
Just the fact okay. that it was done.
Just the fact that it was done.
Right.
Here, she also has vandalism. They marked her house mm-hmm. with swastikas and, or well, I didn't hear swastikas. I'm sorry. I didn't
religious,
say
religious. Yeah.
She said religious, artifacts, you know, whatever Sains. It was, things.
Sains, right.
And yeah, she does have to repaint it. But what the insurance company is coming and saying is, like, where's the direct physical damage? Well, there is direct physical damage. The, you know, the painting on the walls
right.
By religious symbols are, that's one form of your damage. And if there's anything else, okay, yeah, you got to show that to them. You want to jump in, Lorraine?
Well, I just have a question. What about, like the property management company, do they hold any liability in this situation?
The property management company just manages the property. This one was...
But they no, found the tenants.
About, no, no. What she's talking about is the property management company. It's a real estate company that found the tenant, basically. But I don't think they have liability. They usually have...
No. And but that's not an issue here. I mean, really isn't. The damages to your house is the issue right now. You have a policy that will cover these type of losses. Okay? Here, what I think the insurance company was saying is, this is hard living.
Right.
And hard living is something they want to argue that is not... is an exception to coverage.
Right.
Okay, so they're saying, if your tenants do hard living... Okay, that's normal wear and tear of a house. And that's a exclusion under the policy.
Right, but if they're hard living taking your furniture to their next house, that doesn't seem to make sense.
Right, that's a different portion of your policy.
Right.
That's theft and burglary, so that's covered. Okay, as far as the damages, any direct physical damage that is not normal wear and tear, okay, is considered vandalism. So in your particular situation, there might be, you know, if they've damaged the floors, even during the move, that would be covered.
Mm-hmm.
If they've damaged walls or any other things, she said, short of taking away my plumbing, they've
yeah.
done a lot of damage to the house. So that has to be assessed if it's normal wear and tear and living and versus direct physical damage caused by vandalism.
Right. And then they broke into another area. I mean, that was padlocked.
You mentioned... a content clause.
Correct.
I don't know if there was a content clause. I asked Liberty Mutual if it was content, and they said, we don't have that in our policy.
Well, so you have to take a look at your declaration page, because you are the landlord and you've obtained a renter's policy. If it was a homeowner's policy, you would have content coverage in there. So when you renting a place, it's assumed that the place is empty unless you actually took out a content coverage and you paid for that. There's an extra premium for that. So if you're going to rent...
I also had homeowners insurance on it.
Right.
In addition to the renters.
In addition to the renters, you had homeowners insurance? Well, that is your insurance.
I kept my homeowner insurance. Pardon me?
She kept her own homeowners insurance.
Well...
but they're in contradiction.
That is your homeowners. It's just called... It's a renter's policy, right. But it is your homeowner's insurance.
Okay.
It's just the title of it is a renter's policy. That's
right.
all it is. Okay.
I thought it was an addendum to my regular homeowners.
What you need to look out for is take a look at your declaration page, and within the declaration page, it identifies whether or not you have also obtained content coverage. And if you have, there should be a limit there.
Mm-hmm.
And that limit will go towards the items that were stolen and or damaged, your physical contents that were left there for the tenant. You said you had your place furnished before you rented it. So your furniture would be covered under that if it's you know, damaged or burglarized.
Right.
Is there always a content paragraph in the rental agreement?
Ordinarily, you would have to purchase that if you're going to be renting out your house.
If
you're renting furnished, you want to take out content coverage. When I say take out, meaning to purchase content coverage and advise your insurance company that you do have contents in there.
To pay for that.
Apparently, they said I don't have it and they don't issue that.
Well, we can take a look at your policy if you want. You can send over your declaration page. We'd be happy to take a look at it for
you. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Marlene, do you have the number? Why don't you go ahead on Monday? Well, Monday's Christmas. So next
Tuesday.
Week.
Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday, call Axe Law. It's 833-ACTSLAW. Call the office.
And where are you located?
Century City.
Our main office is in Century City.
Yes, and then you can call and talk to Alex, and we'll get it all handled for you. Figure it out.
Thank you so much.
You
have a Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays
to you.
Bye-bye.
I'm sorry for her experiences.
I know.
It's very traumatizing. You have a home it's your investment property, mm-hmm. and you've insured it. You know, she has all sorts of insurance from homeowners to warranty insurance and all that kind of stuff. And then you rent it out, you leave, and, you get vandalism and theft by tenants or whoever. You know, and it affects your income. So,
totally.
So in these kind of situations, you also want to make sure that you have a loss of rent, clause in your policy. Like if you're renting it, the insurance company, you and your agent should be talking about, like, God forbid if something happens to my investment property.
Right.
Okay, and, you know, the tenant has to vacate mm-hmm. so that I can do repairs. That repair might take sometimes 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year. You don't know.
Right.
It all depends on the catastrophe.
Okay.
If it's fire, it's even worse. It takes a lot longer to rebuild that. Water damages take a specific, period mm-hmm. of time to, to repair it. And then if you live in a condo, it's all different. You have all sorts of time limitations and when you can work. So it limits your actual construction time. So you want to make sure that you have a you obtain loss of income policy for this. And that way, when your renter is not there, you as the landlord can collect your loss of income on that property.
Okay, we're going to go to our next break, our last break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about specific issues that you have to be worried about this time of year, such as using your chimney and fireplace, gutters, and the kind of things that could potentially cause you problems this time of the year.
Okay, great. We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with our guest attorney, Alex Cohen, talking about insurance claims. And like Danny said, if you have any questions, water damage, wind damage, anything to do with your chimney, any sort of insurance questions, give us a call. The number here is 800-222-5222. This is the Axe Law Hour with your host, Danny Abir, and me, Lorraine Love, on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Picture this. It's Monday afternoon and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee $7.99 plus tax, of course. Now, picture this. It's Friday and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee more than you paid Monday. You feel bamboozled. But then, you hear this.
Domino's extended its $7.99 large three-topping carryout deal to all day, every day.
And so you danced and ate Domino's. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Are you a property owner dealing with damage to your home or business and getting the runaround from your insurance company? Is the insurance company's assessment of the damage and payment on the claim ridiculous? Wondering if you have any recourse? The attorneys at Abir Cohen, Trezon, and Salo are ready to help. If you have questions about property claims, civil rights, personal injury, or need legal counsel, call the Axe Law Firm. 833-ACTS-LAW. 833-ACTS-LAW. Or go to axlaw.com. That's ACTS-LAW.com.
Holiday cookies, who doesn't love them? But all that baking can be havoc on your pipes. Luckily, the pros at SoCal Plumbers 911 are on call 24/7, even on holidays. Licensed and insured, SoCal Plumbers 911 can handle any job. So go ahead, bake with confidence. SoCal Plumbers 911 has your holidays covered. Call SoCal Plumbers 911 and save $50 with their KABC special. Dial 877-PLUMBER or go to SoCalPlumbers911.com. That's SoCalPlumbers911.com.
We are back with the Axe Law Hour with your host, Danny Avere, and me, Lorraine Love, on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Before the break, we were talking with our guest attorney, Alex Cohen, about insurance claims. If you have any questions about water damage, wind damage, fire, chimneys, anything, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. Our number here is 800-222-5222. And like I said, this is the Axe Law Hour with Danny Abeer and me, Lorraine Love, on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
So there are a few things that we have to be aware of this time of the season. People use their chimneys and fireplaces.
Right.
People, when there is, I mean, rain season is not upon us yet, but I'm sure it will be over the next month or so. So there are issues that happen with your gutters if you don't clean them. We had very high, a lot of winds this past week. There were like 30 trees, if I'm not mistaken, that fell in the, on the west side of LA alone.
Okay. Sure.
And there's wind damage. So these are the kind of things that actually happen a lot this time of year. So it would be important for the homeowners to think about and be aware of different things that could cause them damage, could cause damage to their property. So let's start with fireplaces and chimneys.
Okay.
Oh, you want to start with
other than other
you
than
want to start with that,
that,
or we could start with winds if you want.
Well, let's go. The reason I'm saying the reason I said let's go to chimney and fireplaces is because Santa Claus is coming over the next.
Oh yes,
I mean he's coming in
tomorrow
a couple of days. Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So, because of that, let's
okay,
let's
you start
focus
with,
on the chimney
sure.
and the fireplace.
Yeah, we don't want to burn Santa.
Exactly.
We want them coming down the chimney with no problems
it's
for the kids.
It's actually funny you bring that up because this time of the year, you do actually get a lot of losses that start from furnaces and fireplaces.
Personally, I think it's all Santa's fault.
It's, yeah. It is. Causing damage.
Santa.
Well, you know, as the weather gets colder and homeowners start up their heating system for the first time in months, insurance carriers are beginning to see an influx in claims dealing with failure of furnaces.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's, you know, we're lucky in California. We have really great weather.
Right.
But then when it gets cold, you know, and then people finally go back to their furnaces and, you know, and start it up, it creates a dangerous condition sometimes. If you haven't used your furnace in a while, it creates what's called a puffback.
Okay. What's a puffback?
A puffback is a release of smoke or soot
right.
that occurs when a boiler or a furnace is turned on that hasn't been in use after, you know, after a while you turn it on. It creates that. Some of those can create some heavy duty damage if it actually catches on fire. So you have to be, and depending on where your furnace is located.
Right.
You know, thankfully, there's a lot of California basements, so people's furnaces are oftentimes in basements. But depends what you put in your basement, and if that catches on fire, it could be dramatic.
Okay, so what do you do? Like, what's the best thing to do?
Have it maintained. You know, a lot of this is because of because
it hasn't been used in a short period of time.
It hasn't been used in a while. Okay, well, I mean, maybe you call a plumber just to take a look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Generally, what causes a puffback is a clogged exhaust. A clogged exhaust.
A clogged exhaust.
Yeah, something that like you know.
And it gets clogged by not using it.
Well, through obstruction of dirt, dust, fuel, residue, rust. Sometimes does that. So you should have your furnace annually maintained, and it's better to maintain it like during a during the summer months or during some point earlier than the winter time.
Okay.
So that you can have it checked out, make sure that this kind of phenomenon doesn't occur.
Right.
The other issue that I have seen, and I do have cases involving fireplace explosions.
Oh my gosh!
You know, there's times that you know you don't you might use your fireplace a lot, and what happens is there's like a buildup of what is it, they call it creosote, I think. That occurs when through overuse of your fireplace.
Right.
And then what happens is when you come to turn it on, it'll have an explosion effect.
Oh.
Okay, and then whatever, if you're using wood,
okay,
this is in particular when you're using, like this is for wood fireplaces.
Okay.
So what happens is all the embers from the wood that you have in your fireplace that's burning
will
cause an explosion, okay?
Oh.
And so all of that wood particles that is already on fire will, you know, go into whatever room that you have your fireplace in.
Oh.
So, I mean, I saw this. I hadn't seen this happen before. So when I first experienced it, at one of our homeowners that explained it, I'm like, how did your fireplace? I don't even understand.
Yeah, how did it explode and get everywhere?
It happens. Fireplace explosions are common because of, especially wood fireplaces, because of the buildup of the curacite that goes on the walls of your, the interior walls of your fireplace.
And typically a wood fireplace doesn't have to have the glass thing over it, so, well, it's usually just more open.
Well, if you have like these fireplace, you know how you put that, the screens that
the
you
screens,
put in, the protective screen,
yeah,
the metal protective screens. Oh my God! If you are sitting in front of that and it explodes, that will hit you at such a high rate. It's crazy. It's dangerous.
Oh,
I mean, if you
yeah.
have, you have to be very careful about this and make sure that you get like a fireplace expert.
Mm-hmm.
To come and clean out your chutes and chimneys and make sure that this kind of problem does not occur.
Right.
Because the damages from it are horrific. You know, you get burns on your wood floors,
right,
on your contents. I've seen these embers go and hit the ceilings, like high ceilings.
Wow.
And it completely burns it.
Well, we know what's going on with the embers, you know, with the fires we've recently have. So
exactly.
An ember inside your house can be really dangerous and deadly. In fireplaces, it's a tricky, tricky deal.
Very tricky deal. So, you know, during these cold weather times, especially in the winter in California, please make sure if you have an old furnace, and or if you want to turn on your fireplace for the, you know, first time in a while, you always do maintenance on your property. You know, that's one of the things you want to do so that the insurance companies won't come back and say there was a lack of maintenance on your part, which caused this.
And if you are doing the maintenance, make sure you keep the records.
Keep the records. Keep all, I always say, always keep good records. Don't
document,
be afraid.
Document.
Yes, it's like, it's like in real estate where they say location, location, location. With insurance companies.
I know about that right now. Yeah.
document, 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 and more
for sure.
Document.
So going back to, you said fires and wind and everything, and the winds that we had, one of the things that causes a lot of problems when it comes to fires is all the, basically what wind brings is the leaves that go into your gutters.
Right.
So you have all these leaves in your gutter that basically, for one thing, if there's rain, your gutter is going to be clogged up, so that's going to cause problems. But with that, also, if there are leaves there, it could actually catch on fire if there's something that's basically being carried.
Oh, right.
And so forth.
That makes sense.
Embers that are actually being carried and fall on there. But on top of that, then we have the high winds that could potentially knock things over your shingles or knock your shingles out and cause problems there. And then you have rain season and then you have problems. So let's talk about checking out the roofs, checking out the gutters, and so that we can prevent those kind of arguments made by the insurance company.
Yeah.
Winds, they cause significant damage. To me, wind is one of the worst things that that can occur.
Oh,
naturally, that causes damage that are unforeseen a lot of times at first.
Right, like we were talking. I mean, they take the embers and take them places that you can't even imagine.
But not just embers. Think about it. Let's say we didn't have the fires.
Okay.
High winds generally, you know, they cause like debris, leaves, and all that kind of stuff to go into your gutters.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and downspouts.
Right.
And drain systems. And plug them.
Oh, so it's the stuff you don't even see.
It's like stuff you don't even see.
You see, like, you know, when the wind's blowing and you have a tree down, everybody sees the tree down, but you don't see where those leaves go.
Correct.
Interesting.
And people don't take a look at this. And like Danny says, like, then you have the rains and where your water is supposed to get drained from your gutter system or your drainage system.
Right.
It's blocked.
Oh, my gosh.
It's blocked. Blocked by things that you can't even imagine are now caught in your gutter system. Like it could be like balls. It could be like a can.
Right.
I've seen stuff on my own, in my own gutter system. I'm like, how did this get here?
How did that happen? And it's all by wind.
It's by wind. So you must, you got to, in order to avoid a catastrophe of water intrusion into your home. Okay.
Okay.
So make sure after high winds, you clean out your gutters. You know, get someone professional. If you don't, if you are not handy yourself, get someone professional to go up, you know, to your roof and clean out your gutter system and make sure that there's going to be a, fresh flow of, water down your, down the gutters.
Okay.
So that's one. The second thing that happens is wind causes a lot of roof damage, things that you don't even see. So you might want to consider checking out your roofing system in light of the high winds that we had, and make sure that you don't have displaced shingles. Otherwise, that could be another big, cause of water intrusion into your
for
home.
Sure.
So these were a few things that we needed to be aware of on your Christmas Eve. Just to keep Santa out of trouble.
Yes, we don't want Santa getting hurt going down that chimney.
Yeah, well, our intention is to provide knowledge and information, and hopefully you'll use that.
So I want to thank all our listeners, our guest, Alex Cohen, our my co-host, Lorraine Love, and everybody who's been listening for listening to our show. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a happy and holiday, happy and safe holiday weekend. And we will be talking to you guys next Saturday.
Yes, we will be back.
New Year's Eve.
Yep. Thank you so much for joining us on the Axe Law Hour. Knowledge is power and power is knowledge. And we hope we've empowered you today. Make sure you tune in every Saturday at noon to hear more from our friends at O'Beer, Cohen, Trezon, and Salo, the Axe Law Hour. For more information from the stellar team of lawyers, you can find them at axelaw.com. That's ACTSlaw.com. Thank you to our host, Danny O'Beer, and our guest attorney, Alex Cohen. We hope you have a wonderful and Merry Christmas. I'm Lorraine Love, and you're listening to Talk Radio KABC 790.
This show furnished by A Beer, Cohen, Trezon, and Sallow.